My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
That's why I love talking to him. He is Frank Stams, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Frank. How are you?
Hey, Andy. Good morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Frank, how are you, sir?
I'm sitting here. I don't think there's a cloud in the sky. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
Let's get the Cowboys here. Let's go today. Let's play.
Yeah. You know what? Let's bring a little wet. You know, I guess, you know, kind of thinking, let's bring a little weather to that Cowboy team. But that's not going
to
happen.
I think Sunday is supposed to be clear. We're supposed to get a little rain on Friday night, a little bit of rain for Saturday morning, and then we're supposed to be clear. Not that I'm a weather guy or anything, but.
Yeah, right. No, wishful thinking on my part, but no, it's going to be a beautiful Sunday.
Cowboys, Browns. That's a big-time matchup. When you're getting ready to start a football season, what's this week feel like for a player?
You know, I was just thinking that. It's a little bit, you know, more special. I mean, you know, this time, you know, the butterflies start to get, you know, real active game week. It's a different animal. I was just talking to Eric Metcalf and Bernie Kosar about this. You know, what's the difference between, you know, transitioning now from the preseason to game week. And it is different, you know. You're just more attention to detail. You should be anyways, a little bit more on edge, you know, a little bit more excited for everything. Everything's a little bit more. So, you know, that's, and then playing the Cowboys. I mean, you know, with their history, you know, they're coming to town. I mean, it's a great opener. It's a great opener for the Browns. You know, national television, you know, if you can't get excited for this game, then you gotta find another sport.
Frank, what's your confidence level in Deshaun Watson right now?
So my confidence level, listen, I'm going to be a believer. I'm going to see the glass half full. All right. Even though everything kind of tells me, you know, what's the track record? And the track record, we all know, you know, is not proven. But, you know, there's been some, you know, circumstances, you know, injuries, and that's, you know, kept him off the field, you know, or becoming the quarterback that we all want him to be. So, you know, I got to believe him. Got to believe, you know, that he's a competitor, and that's what it comes down to. Is whether or not you want to, how much more do you want to win than the other guy? You know, all these guys are talented, but how much are you going to win? Are you going to win your individual battles out there? And then that translates into, you know, a lot of times a team win. Are the Browns going to make the 6 or 7 plays that are going to make the difference in this game? It's a, you know, they've got it a tight game, and I see it the same way. And you've got to win those plays, you know, whether it's, you know, preventing the big play, whether it's creating the big play, whether it's a turnover, And the Browns, you know, so I'm hopeful for Deshaun that he becomes the Deshaun that we all want him to be. You know, what worries me is, you know, the lack of, you know, preseason time, the game, you know, the game experience. And, you know, is he still on a not so much a learning curve, but getting back to that form that he had, that's why we, you know, we went after him. So, you know, that was the long of it. The short of it is, you know, I'm 75% hopeful or believing in Deshaun.
Frank Stamm's joining us, former Browns linebacker, guy who loves the running game. The Browns have shown they love it. They have Nick Chubb. They don't have him now, Frank. Are you comfortable with the combination of Jerome Ford, Pierre Strong, and Deontay Foreman? And how do you think they'll use that? Because there are three backs there who you think, huh, I'd like to get him carries, but I don't know if you can get all three carries.
Well, you know, and you guys know this. Your listeners know this. You're just like your quarterback. Your quarterback's only as good as your offensive line, and you know, that's the way I see a running back. He's only going to be as good as that offensive line. How much are they going to – what I always like to watch opening the game is where's the penetration? Is the defensive line getting penetration, whether it's a run game, the passing game? You know, who's controlling the line of scrimmage? And that's something you want to watch. You know, if that running back's making cuts in the backfield, that's not a good thing. They want downhill to the point of attack, and then they can, you know, be making, you know, cuts there, you know, at linebacker level once they get into the hole. And so, you know, I'm as confident with the running backs as the line goes. And I think the Browns have a pretty good line. Now, having said that, you know, they've got some interesting different chemistry now with Callahan leaving, and you know, how what's that meeting room look like? What's the philosophy? What's the what's the attitude? But I think they're older, they're wiser. I think it's a good group. I think it's good chemistry, and that's, to me, is you know, one of the top things you got to have. I mean, these, you know, they got to play well together, got to be on the same page. You know, the calls at the line of scrimmage, they, you know, they can't have any mistakes or keep the mistakes to a minimum, you know, and that's going to be the key. That's going to be the key to that success of that running game, that they got hat on hat up front. Everybody's accounted for. And then especially also with in the passing game, protecting Deshaun, not only with a four-man rush, but any kind of pressure.
All right, let's talk about the defense a little bit more here. And, you know, what did we learn last year with Jim Schwartz? And I always thought it was just odd, Frank. They struggled on the road compared to at home. And I just, like, how does that happen and why?
Well, that's, if there's anything we learned, like, we want to play every game defensively. We want to play every game at home. Because I'm still scratching my head on that the Texans game. I don't know. I mean, I know Schwartz. He was there when I was there under Belichick. And, you know, I love, you know, what he said when he first came to town. He said, listen, we're no smarter than, you know, anybody else, but we're going to hold people accountable. And that's what it's all about, holding your defense accountable, the leadership on that defense, holding the younger guys accountable. I mean, I was scared to death of Pepper Johnson. You know, he was going to throw me out of the huddle if I didn't play well. And that's a different kind of motivation than comes from the sidelines. So that that leadership with the Browns, you know, as far as on the field, has got to be there. You know, they got to be tough and nasty. And that's what defense is. You know, they got the players, and they got to get after it. Myles Garrett, you know, he's, you know, that's a matchup. You're going to want to see him have a day come Sunday. You know, he's one to give Dak Prescott fits. And, you know, you pressure a quarterback, Dak Prescott, he'll fold his 10. He'll throw some picks, maybe create some defensive scores. So, you know, and I like that leadership that I heard coming from, you know, the secondary. I don't know if it was Newsom or Delpit said, hey, listen, I'm worried about the lack of playing time some of these guys are getting in the preseason. I love that. You know, I know it may be a new world, but some things that happened 35, 40 years ago weren't that bad. And you got to get out into the field so that you hit the ground or run in that first game. And, you know, I like that, you know, holding people accountable. So I think they got the right attitude on defense. Defense is a big part. You know, attitude is a big part of defense. I think Schwartz is doing a great job. Let me just add to the addition of Mike Vrabel too. Tough, nasty northeastern Ohio guy. You know, he's going to bring a good attitude towards that team. You need some more guys with the Browns in that organization with some wrinkles. I see too many, you know, non-wrinkly faces. They need guys that talk. They need guys that talk, you know, like a Rocky's manager,
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah, they need Mick. They need more guys like Mick. Yeah, I had those guys. You got to get some seasoned, nasty guys and play that way.
Do they live in that world still though? Like I was listening to you in the beginning, and I was going to ask you, like, you felt like you had to be like Pepper Johnson was holding you accountable. Are we still in that world where guys kind of you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say today's game soft, but
right.
Like I everyone's so worried about everybody's feelings and stuff. And
No, today in general, I'm not saying the players are softer. There's some mean, nasty players out there, but in general, the game is softer. And if they're not holding, if that leadership in the huddle, guys like Myles Garrett and JOK is not holding that, and Delpit and Newsom aren't holding, you know, their teammates accountable, then they're doing a disservice to the team because they need to. Now, in this day and age, is that right? You know, again, a good point to the not everything that happened 40 years ago is a bad thing. And that's the kind of thing that still needs to exist, because when you get guys out there just playing, you know, for, you know, whatever the next contract or who's going to make the ESPN highlights, you know, that's not playing, you know, with the right mindset, in my opinion.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Frank Stams is joining us, former Browns linebacker. When this division gets fired up, Frank, you're going to see Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, and you got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. You got Deshaun Watson here. You've got Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, at least for now. That's a pretty good quarterback division. But I think it screams for the Browns that Deshaun better play well, because you know Lamar Jackson's going to play well. You know Joe Burrow's going to play well. I mean, it still comes back to the quarterback play here.
No, you're exactly right. It is a tough division, if not the toughest in the league, and what I'm hearing, and you're rightfully looking at it, you know, with a lot of quarterback ability, experience, and that's why I want to say the team with the best defense is probably going to be right there in December. And what I mean by that is you've got games that your offense is going to win for you, and then you've got games that your defense is going to win for you. And the defense has got to be able to hold the score down low. I remember in that 94 team that I played on, going into the last game, Saban couldn't have been more proud of that defense. With myself and Pepper Johnson and Carl Banks at linebackers, we did something. We had a chance to do something in the NFL that only a handful of other defenses had done, and that's hold their opponent the entire season to under 200 points. And of course, we go out there and we give up 17 points, and we miss that mark. But my point being is, you know, that playoff team in 94 where we won, I think, 11 or 12 games, we were able to hold the score down so that, you know, the offense could win those close games. But if you're constantly giving up, you know, to these guys, Burroughs and the other guy, you're giving up 28, 30 points, it's going to be a long season. That's too much pressure to put on your offense. I don't care who your quarterback is.
All right, let me ask you this one. It's just, and this is a big picture question just about the organization itself. And Jeff Shadell wrote a really good story about this the other day, too, in the News Herald, that when Kevin Stefanski steps out onto the field on Sunday, he'll become the longest tenured coach of the Browns since they were reborn in 1999. How important has it been for ownership to be patient with this group, be patient with Kevin Stefanski, and what does that say for the future of the franchise?
I think that speaks volumes. You've got to be patient. You've got to be committed to your guy. You know, that sends a message to the players. It's the Coach Stefanski, he's the guy that ownership believes in. And as a result, you're accountable to him. And you got to give a guy at least 3 years, maybe more, you know, to get his culture in, and to get his system in, and get guys believing, and develop the leadership in the locker room. And you know, it's extremely important to your point, and I applaud them for that. You know, I don't think, you know, it's the exception rather than the rule to have a guy come in, you know, 1 or 2 years and win. You got to do it. You got to commit to your, just like players. You got to commit to your coaches. You got to commit to your players. And you know, I think that's the right way to do it.
By the way, I'm still trying to let this sink in. A St. V guy just praised a Walsh guy.
That hit me, too. I was thinking of that, too.
What the heck is going on, Frank?
How about that? No, you got to give credit where credit's due. And, you know, I put those colors down along. It's still in there, but they try to be a professional about it. And, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's all funny right stuff.
It is good stuff. All right, Frank. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Frank.
Go Browns.
Frank Sams, former Browns linebacker, again on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I thought he brought up a great point, Jeff, about, you know, just being held accountable and being a young player walking into a huddle and being intimidated by a guy like Pepper Johnson, right? Like, I don't know that the game is still that game anymore. Because everything he was saying, I was listening to, and I was just like, that's how it used to be. That's how it used to be. I don't know that that's the way it is now. I think money is involved. I think, I don't know, just clout. I don't know that the game is still the way the game was. We'll talk about that here in a second. 216-474-0092, especially when you don't have the practices that are the way they were. You know what I'm saying? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.